Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Hey, my name's Jeffrey Brissard. How you doing, sir?
Not bad. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'd like to have a loan to, further my business.
Oh, okay. Did you receive kind of a pre-approved offer from us? Was that what's going on?
Yes, sir. I got it in my hand right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. Is there a 16-digit reservation code on there I could punch in and pull your file up?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's that number?
23-11-42-01-00-35-57-73.
All right, just give me a second. I will pull it up and see exactly what we're working with here. All right. Jeffrey, what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
Bub's Rub. B-U-B-S-R-U-B Seasoning.
Okay. Is it a restaurant?
No, sir. It's a seasoning I invented that go in stores.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
It's a dry rub.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. So, looks like I found you here. I think we have your billing address as P.O. Box 654 is it Groveton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. All right, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I can point you in the right direction. We got a lot of different programs.
I understand. Well, that's a good question. I need money to make my seasoning. I have a packager. You know, but that person that packaged my seasoning.
Okay.
I have to get it transported from the seasoning company to the stores. I have 25 stores. I have to put seasoning in and keep a check on those stores every 2 weeks. I'll receive a check every 30 days, prior to what sale and what, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I need money to make the seasoning. I need money for the labels, for the seasoning. And
okay.
I'd like to have cash flow to transport seasoning to and from, from point A to point B.
Sure. Okay.
I have an insurance that I had to get $1 million insurance for the company. And then I actually have an appointment today to find out how much my LLC is going to cost. I have to have an LLC and then pay for my insurance, and I like to have enough to cover it for 3 years. You know what I mean? At least the insurance for 3 years, where I won't have to worry about it in case any foreign object get in the seasoning.
Okay.
Okay, have you heard of Berkshire Brothers?
What was it?
Berkshire Brothers Grocery Store.
I don't believe so.
Where y'all located at?
I'm actually in San Diego, California.
Oh, well, you'd never heard of it. Well, anyway, that's a local stores and everything, Berkshire Brothers.
Okay.
Now, as of right now, I have 25 stores. But in 6 months, I'm going to have I'm going to have every Berkshire's from Louisiana state line all the way back in on the other side of Tyler, almost Longview in that area. Basically, that's over 100 stores. And at the same time, have you heard of H-E-B?
H-E-B?
You haven't heard of those stores neither.
No. Is
okay.
That's another grocery store?
Yes, sir. That's another chain grocery store.
Matter of fact,
I have a second appointment to talk to them today. And then there's a Food Town grocery store.
I know that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to cover 32. It's going to go in 32 Food Town stores.
Wow.
Yes. So, and then have you heard of Bedita Seasoning?
I don't think so.
Well, they're nationwide. They're as far as Peru. Once I get it in these stores here, I'm going to have to sit down with them. They want to buy the bulk and put it in their, sell it under their label.
Oh,
but
I see.
I don't care, as long as I'm selling it bulk.
Yeah,
it
yeah. Nice. Nice.
I don't actually, I would love to have the 250. Now, here's a good question. I mean, what I want to find out, the 250,000, how much would I have to pay monthly on that?
So it's going to depend on a lot of different things. Let me ask you a few different questions to see kind of where we're going to fall in here. So right now, what is the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship?
You know what? I'm glad you answered that question, but I won't be. I guess I should call you after I have a meeting with the lawyer that I have at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, because it could change pretty quickly.
Well, no, what I'm getting at, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do a self-proprietor or have it set up as an LLC.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm fixing the structure. I got my orders and everything in. Before I could put it in this one particular store, Brookshire's, I have to have what they call insurance.
Uh-huh.
You know, just in case, like a liability insurance for a company. A product.
Absolutely.
Okay. Before I could get that insurance, I have to be settled with LLC or self-proprietor, basically to separate myself from the company in case something take place. God
exactly that. Exactly that.
And so I'm really not sure. I'm probably going to go lean more toward the LLC, Limited Liability Corporation.
Uh-huh.
That's more, I have to have basically like secretaries and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quarterly budgets. I really don't want to go that route, you know, because I haven't, it's just my wife and I and my grandkids, we're going to run it. It's around about 8 to 10 of us. And then I need to have a building here, a portable building set up as an office on my property. But I don't need a storage building for product because I have a warehouse that's already in business. You ever heard of the Nolan barbecue sauce?
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy that, the Nolan barbecue sauce is the same guy that's packaging my seasoning.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, and I actually, believe this or not, can take the Nolan barbecue sauce and put it in my name and run it.
Oh, wow.
You know, what it is, Nolan Ryan barbecue sauce is what they call an in-house product that Nolan Ryan is selling with his name because he's known. You know,
yeah,
Andy,
yeah.
Of his name. That product is what they call an in-house product. Once I put, you know, get my seasoning, it's nationwide, I actually can buy that same seasoning, put my label on it, you know what I mean? And
uh-huh.
then... and take it from there. But I'm not sure if I'm going to go that route. I know I'm speaking more than what you wanted to ask.
No, that's fine.
I invented this seasoning from scratch myself, and it's extremely good.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I like myself a dry rub.
Hey, you know what? Once we get everything situated, I promise I will send you a bottle.
Well, you just won me over. You just won me over.
It's a kind of a sweetie taste. It's a dry granulated rub that enhanced the varieties of meat. I actually invented it for barbecue, but it's so versatile, I didn't even put barbecue on the label or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I put seasoning on it because it's versatile for any kind of meat, as well as beans and salads and chili and stuff like that. Baked chicken,
Ooh.
Turkey, fried chicken, the whole 9 yards.
Ooh.
Once you taste the seasoning, you will understand what it's all about. And then I always tell people, I can't tell you what it's good on until you everybody know their individual taste bud.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So here's a question for you, Jeffrey. Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. But I'm gonna keep this moving a little forward here. How long have you guys been kind of in business?
3 years.
Well, okay.
Three years dealing with stores.
Sure.
And, but 5 years total.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice. All right. And then how about this? You know, what do you do for your gross annual sales? So, like, the top line revenue in a year.
Yeah. Okay, this is new. I'm by myself. You're going to have to explain that to me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Okay, so... You know, you're right now you're selling it to, you got 25 stores, right?
Yes, sir.
How much in total, you know, in dollars have you sold of it in the past year?
Goodness. In the past year.
I mean, even just a ballpark figure.
Or something like that.
How much?
About 10 to 12,000.
Okay. Okay. All right. And you're looking at, in the next 6 months, that's probably going to skyrocket for you, right?
The next 6 months is going to beyond skyrocket.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
Time, I'm going to have actually buy a box truck, a big box truck that a forklift can drive in and then stack the stuff, and that we'll have to bring it to the main distribution centers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when were you looking to bring that box truck on?
I figured February.
February, okay. Okay. I'm just trying to map all this out to get an idea of... Sure, go ahead.
I have a major meeting with one of the stores. The increase, instead of the 25 stores, is going to turn into hundreds, you know,
mm-hmm.
at Berkshire Brothers, you know, by February, January, February.
Okay. All right, now... How about as far as your personal credit? How does that look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
Somewhere in the middle. On a scale of, well, I want to, scale of 1 to 10, I want to say it's about a 6 or a 7.
Okay. Okay. I got you. All right. Okay. All right, and do you have any idea how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
Well, as soon as possible, for sure. So I got that meeting today and everything, and get it situated, maybe for the insurance. Within 2 weeks or less.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to need a few things from you to kind of take a look at and see exactly how much we're going to be able to do. I don't think the 250 is going to be kind of on the table to begin with. We're probably
I wouldn't expect that.
Okay, good. And here's the thing. These programs, it's called working capital, these types of loans, it's a renewable source of capital. So we start you off on the first one, set you up on a term anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. It'll kind of it'll depend on a variety of different factors and kind of what fits your business model. But what we do is we qualify you for the largest amount possible, the longest term possible, and work backwards from there. So we let you choose the amount out of the approval that you'd like, and then you can choose the term that matches up with what makes sense for your business. Now, in order to do that, I need from you 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then the most recent business tax return that you have. And then I have an application that I can send to you. And with those three things, we can go ahead and get you some numbers and go over what the options are. Once we do that, you know, we're usually looking at about a 2-day process to finish the whole thing. So we can get this done inside of that 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, what kind of, when you're saying, what are we talking about for now? I want to ask you this.
Sure.
Like, I had to borrow a ton of money at the bank.
Okay.
Would it be enough to pay that off, what I borrowed for the company, or what?
How much are you talking?
About a good anywhere between $50,000 to $75,000.
Okay. Well, I can definitely shoot for that. But I don't know if it'll get quite there. It'll depend. I'm sorry?
What kind of ballpark are we talking about then?
So it's going to depend on kind of what the business bank statements go or how they look. The programs are tied directly to the cash flow of the business. So basically, I'll have to take a look at 6 months of the bank statements, see what the ending balances look like, that sort of thing. We factor in your credit. And then we'll take a look at your time in business. I'm going to go off the 5 years since you've been doing it for five, just because that'll help. So really, I mean, it's hard to give you a ballpark without looking at all of that, but I can probably get you at least half of it to start with on kind of a, you know, on a mid to short term. And the way it works is once you establish the relationship with us and show that you can make the payments on time, then we open you up to refinancing options where there's additional funding available at longer terms. So we describe it as being a relationship-based bank. So at first, we just want to establish the relationship, get off to a working start, and then grow from there.
Okay, all right, half, and I said between 50 to 75.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's just a ballpark. I'll see what I can do. It might come back a whole lot better. You know.
Hey, I understand, but I'm just trying to get a figure in my head. Half between 50 and 75, what, about 40,000 or something, or what?
Yeah, you know, I would probably hope for 30.
Okay, now, at that 30, what would it be monthly I would pay back?
So it's going to depend on the term that you choose. So it'll be anywhere from, you know, 3 months to 3 years. It'll probably be 2 years the top for the first time that we do something like this. That's typically right. What I see. And unless the credit is outstanding, then you can qualify for the 3 years. But if you're talking, you know, 2 years, which also another thing I want to say is, you know, if you're in the process of growing, so you're going to need more as you move forward. It might make sense to set it up on kind of a smaller amount to get started with a shorter term, something along the lines of like, you know, 8 months, because at that point, once you get 4 months into it, you'll be eligible for refinancing and get a whole lot more.
So, okay, 8 months of 30?
Yeah, let me see.
In other words, I really need to do less than that, you know, because that would...
Oh, a shorter term?
Yeah, a month.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, everything I have to do is monthly. You know, everybody gets paid monthly. And I even get monthly from the stores. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have anything in between the monthly. So I don't want to get anything out my parameters that I can't pay you back.
Sure. And that's not, and we don't want to do that either. It doesn't make sense, you know?
You know, I was, you know, let's just say 20.
Okay.
Okay, 20,000. If I were to have, let's just, I'd rather stretch the terms longer on the 20, that way I can pay it off faster. It would look better on my record.
Exactly that. Okay. So, you know, if you do...
Let's say the 2 years for 20, what would that be a month?
Okay. So you're probably, you know, if you're including interest on it, I mean, without interest, it's about 830. So add a little interest in there, you're talking, I don't know, between 900 and 1,000.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, at least we're at a starting point here. You know, now the next step, really, it's first just to get you approved. So,
okay.
So we'll go through the process of just getting you approved. So with that, I just need the application, the bank statements, and the tax return, and then we can turn around and go over, you know, some hard numbers and play with the terms to see what makes sense and matches kind of what you're looking for your budget-wise.
Well, now, to see, the doggone tax return, this might not match the doggone bank statement. You know,
and that's okay.
I mean?
That's okay, though. That's okay. It really, the bank statements are where we get the cash flow. Because I know how businesses work. You know, there's different deductions. What your top line is doesn't match up with what you're, you know, declaring at the end of the year. We don't lend off of that. We lend off of your current cash flow.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, so how about, what is a good email address I can send you over the application and that list of what I need from you?
P.O. Box.
Or do you have an email address I can send it to?
Yeah, well, I would say, but my phone just, the screen and everything just went out on me. I dropped it a while ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got a cracked phone right now, too.
And can you mail it? Mail it to me, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
P.O. Box 654-654.
Okay.
Grovetown, Grovetown, Texas. Zip 75845.
Okay.
And my name is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Well, you have it in front of you, don't you?
Yeah, Broussard. I got you. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. And hey, Jeffrey, let me give you my direct phone number so if you have some questions, you can call me.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh. Now I got to find something to write with. Man, I hate this. Hold on a second.
Cool.
All right, I got your envelope here. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so it is 858.
858.
779.
779.
0425. And my name is Sam.
Do you have an extension?
That's my direct line that I just gave to you right there.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay, and I tell you what, you have the piece of mail that we sent to you. That actually has the application in there. So if you want, you can just fill out that application and send it along with the bank statements and the tax return to the address that's listed on there. I'm not sure if it's on there. I can give it to you right now if you need it, though.
Hold on, let me look at the... Surely got the address on there.
Yeah, it should be 8445 Camino Santa Fe.
The Commercial Finance Division in San Diego, hold on a second. Toll-free number, Diego. We say Santa Fe?
That's the street name. It's 8445 Camino Santa Fe.
Well, I guess it don't have it on here.
Okay, well...
At the application, where would it be at? On the front part of it?
You know, I'm not sure if they have it on there. It might not be on there.
Okay, let me try to write that down.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
8445 Camino, how you spell it?
C-A-M-I-N-O.
C-A-M-I-N-O?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Santa Fe. And that is San Diego, California. And the zip code is 92121.
92121. Camino, Santa Fe, San Diego.
Yes. And just make sure that you put attention Sam on it. That
okay.
Way it will come to me.
Hey, thank you, sir, for everything. I hope
absolutely.
Everything goes good. But I've been through all kinds of stuff, and I've been turned down, kicked in the face. I went through the Small Business Administration yesterday at Sam Houston State University, and then the girl told me for a grant, she said I'm too broke.
Oh, yeah. Those are the SBA stuff, that's difficult to come by. It is.
She told me up front, she said if I was a foreigner, I can get it with hands down.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had foreigners, you know, on the gas stations and stuff. I've had one came to my house 6 months ago and hunting with my cousin. Well, it might not be 6 months. Well, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Said that once they automatically come in this country, they qualify for $50,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
Or a gas station. They have to have that gas station for 7 years. If they give up that gas station, when they give it up, they have to turn it over to someone in their family. If the United States will fly them anywhere in the United States for free.
Is that true?
Another business with another $50,000.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then I'm suffering. I don't have the money, trying to do a thing. I'm registered with the United States trademark. I have my trademark labels and everything. Everything I've done, I paid for scratch because I couldn't get not one person to help me.
Oh, well, I'm hoping I can be that one.
I hope so, too. But personally, sir, I'm not holding my breath because my credit is not no more than what I just said it was because
sure.
I'm so in debt because I'm trying to do this business on my own.
Yeah.
And then 90% of the money that I got, you know, get off it, actually they paying me, you know, not necessarily a check. You know, the stores just is paying me and everything because I, you know, it could fluctuate. You know, some months I do good, some months I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah,
so,
no, and I respect that. Hey, that's the way of, you know, making it on your own here in the United States. That's how it should be. I mean, you got to go through the struggle, but hopefully it's all going to pay off.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Well, I appreciate everything and appreciate your chance to help me.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call. Send that stuff over. As soon as I get it, I will go ahead and I'll call you. I have your number here. Is it 936-642-2739?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Now, also, wait a minute now, 273? Yeah, that's my home number. But I'm going to give you my cell just to be on the safe side, too.
Okay, go ahead.
936-215-3868.
Okay, I got it. So as soon as I get that in the mail from you, I'll go ahead, I'll give you a call, and we'll go over it, and, you know, I'll give you some good, honest feedback.
All right, I appreciate it. And you may have to kind of bend over backwards to help me, too.
Hey, that's the job.
All right, thanks, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jeffrey.
Bye-bye.